All uses are church uses. Week 1, day 5. To be useful, the first step is not to do evils, or is to not do evils. Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 to 18. Men do not gather the grape from thorns or figs from thistles. A corrupt tree cannot bring forth good fruit. True Christian Religion, number 746. Man, as first created, was imbued with wisdom and its love, not for his own sake, but that he might communicate it from himself to others. Therefore, it is written in the wisdom of the wise that no one is wise or lives for himself alone, but for others also. From this comes society, which otherwise could not exist. Living for others is being useful. Uses are the bonds of society. These bonds are as many as there are good uses, and in number, uses are infinite. There are spiritual uses, which pertain to love of God and love to the neighbor. There are moral and civil uses, which pertain to love of the society and community in which a man lives, and of the companions and citizens with whom he lives. There are natural uses, which pertain to the love of the world and its necessities. And there are bodily uses, which pertain to the love of self-preservation for the sake of higher uses. Those who are in the first mentioned uses, which are spiritual, are also in those that follow, and such are wise. But those who are not in the first, but are in the second, and from these in the subsequent ones, are not so wise, but only seem to be so because of their outward morality and right civil life. Those who are not in the first and second, but are in the third and fourth, are anything but wise, for they are Satans, loving the world only, and loving themselves because of the world. Those who are only in the fourth class of uses are the least wise of all, for they are devils, since they live for themselves alone, or if for others, it is solely on account of themselves. True Christian Religion, 435. The first thing of charity is to put away evils, and the second is to do goods that are of use to the neighbor. In the doctrine of charity, this holds the first place, that the first thing of charity is not to do evil to the neighbor, and to do good to him holds the second place. This tenet is like a door to the doctrine of charity. A man may see from reason itself that so far as the evil resident in the will is not put away, the good that he does is impregnated with that evil. For evil is then inside the good, like a kernel in its shell, or like marrow in a bone. Therefore, although the good that is done by such a man appears to be good, still intrinsically it is not good. For it is like a healthy-looking shell containing a worm-eaten kernel, or like a white almond rotten within, with streaks of rottenness extending even to the surface. True Christian Religion, 436. This may be further illustrated by the following comparisons. One cannot visit another who keeps a leopard and a panther shut up in his chamber, living safely with them himself because he feeds them, until these wild beasts have been removed. Who, when invited to the table of a king and queen, does not, before he goes, wash his hands and face? Who does not purify ores by fire and separate the dross before he obtains pure gold and silver? Who does not separate the tares from the wheat before putting the wheat into his granary? Man himself ought to purify himself from evils. Otherwise, he would be like a servant going to his master, with his face and clothes befouled with soot or dung, and saying, "Master, wash me." Would not his master answer him, "You foolish servant, what are you saying? See, here are water, soap, and a towel. Have you not hands of your own and the power to use them? Wash yourself." And so the Lord God will say, "These means of purification are from me, and your ability to will and do are also from me. Therefore, use these gifts and endowments of mine as your own, and you will be purified." Questions and comments. Number one, what are some things we can do to foster the ideal of living not for oneself alone, but also for others, and strengthening uses as the bonds of society? How can we help children grow up with being useful as their goal? Number two, is it fairly clear to you how to do your work justly and faithfully? Of the four categories of uses listed in True Christian Religion 746, number one, which category absorbs most of your time? Which category does Kempton New Church School most relate to? Those categories are spiritual, moral and civil, uses of the natural world, and bodily uses. Question number three, what might be some examples of those with whom he has any dealings? Question number three, first of all, do no harm. Is religion primarily about not doing evil? Is that a negative, restrictive, depressing approach to life? Number four, do you have the sense that the Lord really is giving you the means of purifying yourself and the ability to will and do it? Is he saying, "Get on with it, you can do it,